had a little pomegranate farm near Kandahar. Russians arrived, and Mujahideen hid behind trees and in water ditches. He raised his hands and pointed them like a rifle. Ambushing. He lowered his hands. All my trees and ditches were destroyed.
After that, what did you do?
He nodded at the list I held.
Does it show beggars?
It did not, but I thought I remembered.
About 80 million in the world, I believe.
I was one.
He shook his head, seemed lost in thought. We sat in silence for a few minutes before he spoke again.
I do not like beggaring. My child dies, so I raise poppies.
Opium.
He shrugged.
No trees, no water. The only way to feed our families.
I felt a lump in my throat, a depressing sense of sadness combined with guilt.
We call raising opium poppies evil, yet many of our wealthiest people owe their fortunes to the drug trade.
His eyes met mine and seemed to penetrate my soul.
You were a soldier,
he stated, nodding his head to confirm this simple fact. Then he rose slowly to his feet and hobbled down the steps. I wanted him to stay, but I felt powerless to say anything. I managed to get to my feet and start after him. At the bottom of the steps, I was stopped by a sign. It included a picture of the building where I had been seated. At the top, it notified passers-by that the sign had been erected by Heritage Trails of New York. It said, "The Mausoleum of Halicarnassus, piled on top of the bell tower of St. Mark's in Venice, at the corner of Wall and Broad. That's the design concept behind 14 Wall Street. In its day, the world's tallest bank building, the 539-foot-high skyscraper originally housed the headquarters of Bankers Trust, one of the country's wealthiest financial institutions." I stood there in awe and looked up at this building. Shortly after the turn of the last century, 14 Wall Street had played the role the World Trade Center would later assume. It had been the very symbol of power and economic domination. It had also housed Bankers Trust, one of the firms I had employed to finance my energy company. It was an essential part of my heritage. The heritage, as the old Afghan man so aptly put it, of a soldier. That I had ended up here, this day, talking with him, seemed an odd coincidence. Coincidence. The word stopped me. I thought about how our reactions to coincidences mold our lives. How should I react to this one? Continuing to walk, I scanned the heads in the crowd, but I could find no sign of him. At the next building, there was an immense